Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, everybody who wants their personal greatness to be satisfied. You are listening to Satisfying the Greatness here. I am talked to, and on this side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Well, believe me, he's there somewhere. All right. Now, get involved. Let us know what's going on with you exactly. You can be heard on the radio today, right? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Okay. Continue, shall we? All right. Now, first of all, 7 o'clock on the dot here on the program. 701. Now, I want every single one of you out there to thank yourselves for tuning in, for getting involved, for deciding to satisfy your personal greatness. Thank yourself. If you were listening to last week's show and you heard our pleas that you basically need to love yourself first and foremost before anything else, thank yourself for following that advice. You've taken the right steps towards a greater good. You have. You've already started to get better.
Yeah. All meeting right. Organic, okay. How are you doing tonight?
There it is. All right. Now, thank yourself for following that advice. Now, the next step, understand out there, there is oppression. There is all kinds of oppression. There is manners, which sort of dictate society, how we're really supposed to behave all the time. The pressure of being in a civilized establishment. I mean, it's what you got to do at work. I mean, there are those who basically oppress you. What we want to do, we want your personal greatness to be free. We want to free you. Now, the thing is, I'm not telling you you should go around being as not mannerly as possible. I'm not going around saying you should run wild naked through the woods, basically screaming that you're free. If there's a place you can do that, maybe give that a try. But what I'm telling you right now is that you should basically, well, take a moment, honestly. Take a moment and understand to yourself that you can free your soul, you can free your spirit. Everything you want, you can get. The first step right now, the next step is freeing your spirit. Take a moment. And let it all out. Boundaries, all the structure, all the things you know you have to do to be a grown-up, civilized member of society. Now, it's funny. I mean, it's like they tell you you have to work to maintain your home, your job, bills, and basically do things like have permission to drive a car and whatever. But, your life is never truly your own, is it? Isn't that how it feels? You're never truly allowed to be you. Never. You never feel like you get to be you.
Come on now, man.
Okay.
If everybody was allowed to be what they wanted to be in the way that people want them to be, people would never truly push that envelope to be who they really wanted to be. Come on now. So talking to people like you're in grade school in some kind of disabled class where society from the 90s is pushing you. You don't have freedom. You don't get freedom because people suggest it like it's a diet. Get freedom because it's truly enhancing your life capacity to be at the best ability where you can enjoy it. But you're going to enjoy it from the superficial. Like, is it really what you really desire? Or are you going to tell them something that you really don't want to desire? You don't want to desire this kind of system that people have molded for you not to be happy. Don't waste your time on those things. It's like appetite of food you don't really like. Eat something you totally want to eat that's healthy for you, right? We eat things that we know ain't good for us, but it's things that we truly love that's healthy for us. You just got to have moderation. Now, talk to people and stop telling them this stuff that you really don't want to hear. Come on now. You don't want to hear people just telling you can't do something. So why are you going to tell them that?
I'm not telling them they can't do something. I'm telling them that there are people who are out there right now telling them that they can't do something.
Why are you focusing on that? Why are you focusing on those people? They're like focusing on the problems.
Because it is an obstacle that they need to address. That's the first step to overcoming a problem. Diagnose it and then knock it aside.
But anytime somebody diagnoses something, don't mean that it's giving them solutions. Sometimes people give you more problems than they give you solutions, and that can discourage someone depending on where they're at in life. You understand? Everybody has the same emotional freedom space. And sometimes people are very sore emotionally. And there's certain things you got to understand. Someone is psychologically traumatized that are in emotional ER. How do you come to a person like that? You have to give them somebody that's different, that understand where they're coming from, that's going to inspire them. You understand that? You understand what you're doing doesn't work for everybody. Make it work for the people that you know it can work for. That's what I'm saying.
Well, back to my point. The same thing is
people like you
people
tend to try to be snobby, and the people that truly help you, you try to it's like biting the hand that feeds you. You're talking to me, I think that's being rude. You can't tell me your life capacity and this is rude. And I feel that you're being rude to me, and that's what society normally do. People that help people. I don't care if you think that this bougie approach is not bougie. It's bougie. I've been around the most successful people on all different levels. When people start lying to me, I don't really like to respect that kind of conversation. You're lying because I know you more than you have known yourself for success, and you talk to me with a very bougie attitude.
That's not the case at all. I'm telling
you. It is. You're talking
basically
bougie. That's what I'm going to do. Everybody, good night. I'm done for the night. Bye.
Fine, let me continue the show. Figure I may as well. I'm telling each and every one of you out there that so many of us, we do imprison ourselves. I mean, we hold back. We think about all the stuff we have to do to be part of society, to be sociable, to be accepted. It's like only kids are basically allowed to really sort of run wild and basically their true nature show. And even then, they have to learn how to basically get all that out of their system so they can basically be polite and have manners. I'm not trying to give up manners. I'm not telling you that at all. What I'm telling each and every one of you is that there is an oppression out there, and I'm telling you can overcome it. Now, once again, the first step is to basically, as I said before, the first step is to basically free yourself, free your spirit, place and way where you can just be. Is it your own living, dwelling environment, is your own whatever? Find a way you can just be yourself, be. And hold that deeply in your heart. Remember, your personal greatness is something you can embrace, is something you can truly go for. You can let it happen. It can happen for you. You can make it happen. You can basically be everything you want to be. You don't realize it, but it's true. There is hope for you. There is absolute hope in every possible way. Another thing. Now, basically, one of the things is not everybody truly wants to be free. They say they do. They think they do. We like the idea of breaking all the rules which enslave us. And the truth is, you know, honestly, we want to do whatever we want to do all the time, but we don't necessarily want freedom. Because in freedom, freedom can kill you. Freedom isn't the same thing as being secure. A man spends enough time in prison, basically he doesn't know how to live outside of it. He doesn't know how to get by. Freedom can kill you. I'm not telling you not to be free. I'm telling you, so you need to be free. You need to free your spirit, free your soul. You need to free yourself. I am merely telling you that the first step, basically, is freeing yourself and then knowing how do I live. You know, somebody once said, freedom and security can go together. You know what that is? That is power. That's what power is. Freedom and security, but also control. So few of us achieve this. Question is, how do we basically acquire freedom and security? Well, that first step you're doing is listening to yourself. That first step. Listening to that inner voice that tells you what you need. Do that. Listen to it. Then take a moment to listen to the world outside and get what you want. We're living in a time where people can't afford to be mediocre anymore. Everybody's got to do something, got to shake something. Everybody has to move mountains. We can't satisfy for being adequate anymore. People, and I tell you, you can do that. You can do that in spades. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. I wish somebody would call in so I can basically illustrate my point that you can satisfy your personal greatness. Honestly. Now, basically, one of the hardest things you have to do is accept what you are. You see, before you persuade, first accept what you are. Realize where you are in life, and then you can take that step. You can take that next step to doing better, being better. You can do all that if you just take a moment to go, okay, where am I right now? Review my life. Where is it? What stone am I standing at? How can I do better? How can I do better? How do I get better? What happens? It is a conundrum. Before you know it, you'll achieve what you want. You'll achieve what you need. You're going to be what you want to be. And remember to basically be grateful to yourself for taking that step, for agreeing to be better. What happens next? Well, you repeat the pattern, climbing and climbing and climbing. You spend your whole life doing that. You spend your whole life improving. That's what your life is about. It's what you deserve. That's how you satisfy your personal greatness. Really. Now, ask yourself, how can I help others? I mean, I know this show is about satisfying the greatness within you. That's what the show is about. But at the same time, maybe, just maybe you're thinking you want to share the wealth. Because you know, it's not meant to be kept all for oneself the way capitalists do money. It's supposed to be shared and redistributed. Help others be on the same wavelength you're on. It's 7:15 here on the dot, here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. What do you think? Let me know. Tell me right now. Okay, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, understand that life really is scary. It is very difficult. And it seems just to get harder as we get older. Life is brutal. And life sometimes doesn't even give us a chance. It tells us we have to tap dance to basically get even the simplest things, even for mere survival. And sometimes we trip, we stumble. A mistake happens. What to do? I'll tell you what to do. Find your goal, find yourself, find what it is you're looking for. You can improve yourself. Every single second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, things are happening. Big things. You can be part of it all. You start with yourself. You start with the basic fundamentals. And then, before you know it, mountains are moved. I'm telling you right now, you deserve this. You deserve a life that's better. Now, I'm telling every single one of you. I know this sounds long and preachy, but I'm telling you, your personal... Okay, look. There are people who are at the worst of whatever in life. There are people who basically were at one point enslaved. They were worked to death and given basically nothing. And they all banded together and they made changes. A lot of you are in that same place in a way right now. You're stuck in a time and way where you're not getting what you need. And you basically feel like there's no hope. You want to pick up a drink. You want to take a smoke. You might want to inhale a stronger drug because you think that's the only place where you can be free. You can feel like it. You can feel nothing but bliss and joy. And even little kids wonder, why do you do drugs? You know what they do to you? Yeah, that's why you do them. Some people want to die earlier. Some people just basically don't know any other way to find happiness. Telling you there can be. You can basically literally be what you want. You can do it all. Let me tell you a little bit of a story. Actually, it's kind of a love story. I was somebody who basically felt inadequate. I was somebody who basically felt like, I don't know, I was just going to be mediocre. There's no hope for me. I just didn't feel right. I just felt awkward somehow. And I wanted to basically free myself from that. I got on the path to self-improvement. That is my higher power. That is the lady I answer to. Self-improvement. Every single second, every minute of every day, I ask myself, am I getting better? And the truth is, things are getting better. Things are getting better for me. They can get better for you, too. Do you have any hope and faith in yourself? Do you want more? Are you tired of feeling lacking? What to do? Let me just start. You can be better. You can be better. There is a hope. In the last 10 minutes of the show, let me just try to tell you this much. Good diet helps. Exercise helps. Positive, powerful thinking helps. And being assertive about what you want helps. Some people basically say, you know, it sounds like a lot of work. Like, I'm too set in my ways. I'm afraid of change. Look, everybody is afraid of change, you know? The truth is nobody likes change. Nobody likes anything that's new right away at first. Nobody enjoys it. It's like as a kid, remember how you lived for junk food, candy, so, I mean, whatever? You had to learn to tolerate vegetables. You had to learn to bear eating healthy. Your taste buds had to adjust. That's what it's like. There'll be a lot more people at the top, dude. This is lonely at the top, but you know what? There'll be a lot more people there. There should be. You could become one of them. Look at your personal greatness. Okay, so after the show is over, take a moment to write down all the things you want, all the life changes that you want to make. And make them. Really. Honestly. Take a moment to answer to yourself. Nurture yourself. You're crying out. Your inner self is crying out to you. It wants to be heard. It needs to be. It's dying for this. Give it. Please give it. Your inner self needs some kind of love and some kind of life, some kind of refreshment. You can be better. You deserve it. Show is about satisfying your greatness. You can do it. What to do? Me, I have trouble basically falling. I get depressed a lot. It's a habit of mine. But you know what I do? Lately, more recently actually, I just have to remind myself I can get better, I can be better, I can push myself into a better way. Everything about me can get better. I can do it. So can you. Look at all the handicapped people out there now who are motivational speakers, who are stand-up comedians, who are athletes. Look at all the people from the poorest backgrounds who decide to turn it all around and make it so, you know, they achieve success. They didn't just get lucky. It's not luck alone. I'm telling you right now. You deserve better. You can have better. Honestly. Honestly. You can do better. You can be better. Look within yourself. Can you hear your inner voice screaming out to you, telling you to get better? Can you hear all that? Can you hear it? Honestly. Now, I think it's messed up that Organic pretty much hung up and just left me to do the show. We're supposed to do it together. That's why a lot of this stuff is feeling kind of thin. It's supposed to be a byplay. Each and every one of you, make your life better. Improve. Now, once again, back to taking the basics, fundamental steps at first, the first ones. What is it you want? Look within. Can you hear yourself being heard? Let me tell you what my inner voice tells me. You can be better than this. You just need to work at it. You don't have to settle for what's lacking. You can basically be a mover, a shaker, and a hustler. You can be a hard worker. You can be better. You're holding yourself down. Mountains are moved every single day. Now, I want to tell you something. This kind of story. I was basically with a bunch of people like myself who had my handicap, but they were upset by mine. Mine annoyed them more. It bothered them. It bothers me too. I mean, I don't like it, but I can't control it. I know about home training and whatever, but I just can't seem to hold it all in. I have a condition. And the truth was, I really just basically just thought, this thing is never going to go away. You know what? It won't. But that doesn't mean I can't work hard to achieve and better myself every single day. And I'm going to. I want to get better. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please, you can call in. Get involved here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, once again, let yourself be heard, understood, cared for. All right. I want to thank you all and thank yourselves. All right. That's it. I want to say thank you and good night. You can pick up all our shows on the book. Let's go on for a little while longer. Little tip. Write down your resolutions. Tape them to your... You can pick up all our shows on the web. Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you and good night.